Hey, John.
Yeah?
This is our first podcast.
Happy birthday, us.
Hello and welcome to the 1126 podcast out of Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Mikey.
And I'm John, co-presenting.
Yes, John. Anyways, we're a couple of kids who have too much time on our hands and a home studio. John?
Yeah, I'd say we have a pretty good quantity of time.
Almost too much. Yeah. Well, anyways.
Good dose. Yeah. Healthy.
We like to do rants, and you can look forward to that in the show. So.
Lots of rants.
Enjoy. Hey.
Whoa.
I did not mean to cue that music again, John. No joke. Okay. Hey, guys, as we said, we're the 1126 podcast out of Madison, Wisconsin. This is Mikey.
And this is John.
But we already did that. This is our first show.
No one probably really cares anyway.
I know. It's the funny part about this. No one's going to listen to it. Dude, about this show, this is our first show, and so, as is customary with first shows, we're going to introduce our concept and what we're going to do. Our segments, you know?
Mikey, take it away.
John doesn't know how to talk. We're gonna work on that though, right, John?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right,
hand me the list. Just give me the list.
Our first agenda.
No, I want to do it.
All right.
Thank you. Jeez.
John.
Okay.
Normally at this time we would do
a special guest.
This will consist of a special guest who will co-host the show with John and I. Using proper grammar, of course. There's not much we can say about that because our
kind of self-explanatory.
The guy we wanted to co-host is currently in Iowa.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work out. Yeah. So yeah, there's gonna be co-host. Next topic, John.
Okay. Gmail.
Gmail. This means, of course, you guys are gonna be busy emailing us at 1126podcast.
No, not email. Gmail.
Gmail. You will be Gmailing us at 1126podcast.com. Do you know what I just realized, John?
What?
We have no background music.
Oh, crap.
Well, this is good because this means we have to introduce the music that John created because he has more spare time than I do on his PC, so we're going to put on some John Mitchell background podcast music.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let me cue it up a second.
Yeah, a little bit about this song. I made it myself.
There we go. That's some good, healthy background music, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, after Gmail,
we have Senseless Rants.
Yes, we will have a Senseless Rant.
Which we also want you to email, or Gmail.
Yeah, you can email us topics for Senseless Rants. And I guess this is what our senseless rant time is right now. What's our senseless rant topic?
Food.
Well, personally, I enjoy watching the Food Network, so I may have a refined taste as others.
I'm not really that much into the food.
Into food? See, what's your favorite food, you think?
Pancakes.
It's
gotta be the pancakes.
Because
or
I know
Frosted Cheerios.
That's all John eats. You see, I like to eat a lot of things such as, I make a lot of pierogi because I'm Polish. Because I'm that cool. I like to eat pierogi and I watch Food Network a ton.
And how do you spell pierogi, Mike?
I don't even know.
Exactly.
What? That doesn't prove anything at all. No, we gotta keep going, John. First show? The rants go a long time. Now, one may say, like, food is good, but I think the best food, the food they go out to eat. John, what's your favorite restaurant? And I know what you're going to say, and I despise you. Favorite restaurant, John? I know what you're going to say, too. It's the sad part.
IHOP.
I thought you were going to say Mickey D's.
No.
Personally.
I do like Mickey D's, but.
But IHOP, you know, what's your favorite dish at IHOP?
I like flat-out buttermilks.
Buttermilks? Little flapjacks?
They just rock.
Shrimp flapjacks?
Yeah.
All right, my favorite place to eat...
You just can't beat the
You really can't. My favorite place to eat is probably Famous Dave's on the University of Wisconsin campus.
Famous Dave's is good.
They have some great ribs. Like they don't have pancakes, though.
Except they're really messy.
They are messy.
And you need, like six rolls of paper towels.
It's kind of cool. They rigged up. They have you get lead poisoning from them. But these steel pipes.
Oh, yeah. And
they rig up paper towels to it. And they're, like, paper towel dispensers that you can't take off the table.
And their muffins rock.
Oh,
their cornbread muffins.
Cornbread muffins with butter.
Those rock.
That's good stuff. Great stuff. We should get back on topic, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, our next feature, and this will... Yeah. We're not going to explain it every show. This is just kind of our first show, our explaining show. This may not even be on the air, so...
Gadgets that haven't been invented.
Gadgets that have not been invented. Me and John were talking before the show, and we were discussing USB appliances for your car, okay? USB is the thing you plug your iPod into, if you don't know. So...
And we were thinking... A USB
toaster.
Yes, toaster.
Yeah, it'd be a handy thing to have in the car. You're going to work, you're busy,
you just plop that butter right. Why did I say butter?
Because you're messed up. Okay, no, you plop the toast in the toaster.
Yeah. No, bread.
Bread. That's a good point, John. I mean, the market for USB appliances could be so expansive, it would. Mind boggles us all.
Good investments.
Exactly. I know USB, I didn't even think you could transfer power. I didn't even know until I got my iPod. And I realized USB can charge and transfer power and stuff. So you could even make like a USB defibrillator if you're elderly and you really need to jumpstart.
Yeah, I suppose if you really wanted to.
USB defibrillator. Great idea.
I mean, like,
if anyone is listening from USB companies or defibrillator companies or USB / defibrillator companies, listen up.
Join forces, man.
Exactly. I mean,
you guys can make a lot of money.
You could save lives with a USB defibrillator.
See,
probably like 10 volts stuff.
See, what happens is you take the USB cable, run it from your computer, which you should be carrying around all the time with you.
I know, I carry USB cables a lot.
And then you install this software. And
Defibrillator
and
Plus.
It has 3-step defibrillator. But one drawback is that you do need to register it to get updates.
That is would be a problem for the software that's not invented yet.
Yeah.
But the great thing about this, you don't need a computer. You could be in your car with an iPod charger. Any iPod charger will give you a USB power.
Wait, are we still talking about the defibrillator?
Let me get on, John.
Okay.
God. Okay. Any iPod charger has a USB plug-in which will transfer power to your iPod. But if you could plug in a separate USB cable to a defibrillator, it'd be great. I mean, you may drain your car batteries, though, with a defibrillator.
Yeah.
That may hurt. Although, obviously, the person would be unconscious.
Okay, let's stop talking about defibrillator.
Yeah, next topic.
Philosophy.
Philosophy.
With Mikey.
With Mikey.
Because I'm not the philosophy type.
Well, yeah, I have a bit of philosophy prepared for today. It's by the book The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Good book.
Okay, basically what Mark Twain says, work is what the body is obliged to do. Fun and play is what the body is not obliged to do. There are guys in England... He'll drive 30-40 miles on their four horse coaches, like, every day, just because it cost them a lot of money, and they like doing it, and it cost them a lot of money. But if they were offered wages for that, they'd quit. So really, work is, if you can think about it, certain times, work isn't bad. The fact that you're being paid for it makes it work.
Yeah.
Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
It's Mark Twain.
That's good. That's good.
It's Mark Twain for you right there. And that ends.
How long did that take you to memorize?
I just kind of ad-libbed it.
Oh.
I have it written down in a notebook, though.
I bet.
That's what I do in school. I write down inspirational quotes. Yeah, some of you may know my inspirational notebook.
I don't need math. I need inspiration. Okay, next topic. Geek talk.
Geek talk. All right, I need to cue up your geek talk music. Hang on. All right, John. It's time for your geek talk. Your topic today is train couplings. Explain what they are and how they can be used.
Okay. Train coupling. Train coupling is a device on the front and rear ends of a rail car that's used to link rail cars together to make it consist. Basically, there's one type of coupler, and that'll work for standard railroading all over.
Now, are there different couplers for different states or countries? No. Have they gone to standards?
They've gone to standards.
Very good.
It used to be England had some pretty messed up couplers, like the ones that you would see on Thomas the Tank Engine.
Magnets? Yeah. Like on the Brio sets?
Yeah. Basically, they're magnets. But they've changed.
Now, about what year did they go to standards?
They went to standards.
Approximately.
Somewhere in between 1900 and 1950. No, that's about 1900 something.
Now, what can, like, train couplers consist of? Like, pneumatics?
Well, it'll have brake hoses, which are, they're hoses under the coupler that they'll hook together. And then that's when, like, a train goes by and you hear the psst. That's the air hoses, because that's actually braking, because they can control braking on every single car in the train.
So every individual car can be controlled from the a main console in the, not the caboose, in the, what's the front of the train called?
Locomotive.
Every car can be controlled from the locomotive?
Yes.
From a unit? So you could decide you could brake only the caboose, and you could, like, burn some serious rubber?
Yes.
That's insane. That's tight. Yeah, that's a pretty good rant about train couplings.
Right.
I gotta take off this, the John's Geek Talk music.
That music rocks. Okay.
Alright, back to the funky standard stuff.
Alright, next. We have Metal Song of the Bye Week.
The Bye Week,
metal,
yes.
Metal Song for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, for the next 2 weeks, this is the Metal Song.
Yeah.
Of the week. Bye week. The bye week. The bye meaning two. I don't know what that means. But, yeah.
B-W-O.
The bye week. So, I gotta.
This week we'll be featuring Between the Buried and Me with some song that I won't like. Here we go.
I just gotta find a song. This song is called. Whoops, I hit my microphone. I'm sorry. This phone. Why do I talk? Okay.
Song.
The song is called Aspirations by Between the Buried and Me.
And I probably won't like it.
I know you won't like it, John. It's not Aspirations, it's Arsonist by Between the Buried and Me. That's enough of that for now.
Okay.
Back to John's music. That right there is basically, not, I said Aspirations, I meant Arsonist. That's by Between the Buried and Me. That's on their first release, self-titled. All right, John, what do we have next on the agenda of today?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. This is the portion of the show in which we say...
Goodbye.
Goodbye, turn the music down. We're dimming the lights as we speak. No, it didn't work. All right, we didn't... The lights... The clapper must not be working.
I'll do it.
We're gonna get a clapper, though. All right, John, go dim the lights. I'll mute your microphone.
Okay.
I love John Ski Talk music. Dim the lights. There they go. That's nice. All right, John, I'm turning your mic back on in 3, 2, 1. Boom. Okay.
Okay, yeah. We seriously did just turn the lights off.
All right.
Not joking.
Yeah, it's kind of dark in here. Basically, this is our podcast. You may like it, you may not. It'll be coming to you. Well, summer's coming up, maybe every week. Maybe even a couple shows a week.
This is kind of just our little preview.
Our pilot episode. This may not even be on the air.
See, what? We need email.
Exactly.
To make, and we need topics. Okay, here's our request list. We need guests.
If you want to be a special guest, email us at...
Shut up!
By the way, Top of the Pods is a great podcast. They inspired us. They don't know us really well, but we listen to them a lot. Top of the Pods, hit them up sometime. They're good.
1126 Podcast.
That's no hyphen. It's 11...
1126 Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, email's there. So if you want to be a guest on the show and you know us, hit us up at 1126podcast@gmail.com.
Okay,
next request.
Gmail. Kind of related. We need just like random facts. How's life going?
Q&A.
Yeah, we need.
Exactly.
We need rant topics.
And Q&As. Question and answers.
We need gadgets. We need philosophy. Basically, we need anything.
Anything you got,
anything,
hit us up.
Anything you got, just send it to us, okay?
Also, it'd be great if you could send us questions and we'll answer them on the show. We'll pretend we know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So, again, the email for that is, John?
I caught myself. I almost did it.
Nice job.
1126podcast@gmail.com.
All right, yeah, that's basically our show for today. Any closing notes, John?
Nope.
All right, people. Hope you enjoyed the show.
And come back
every
soon. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you for listening. If you're listening this far, you're cool. All right. We just end it right now.
All right.
All right, see ya.
Peace.